Third game of the series with the Mariners and Astros from Minute Maid Park. It's a 2-0 Seattle lead looking for their first win of the season. In the bottom of the seventh inning with the Mariners leading 2-0, George Springer of the Astros has the bases loaded in one out, facing Dan Altuvilla.
That's hit hard down the third baseline. Fair ball! Gurriel will score. They'll send Gattis. He'll score. It's 2-2.
Chris Devenski, his first appearance after an absolutely brilliant 2016. There is that changeup. Two outs, base is cleared. And he goes four in a row. 3-2, he got Cano chasing. Base is loaded, nobody out. Base is loaded, walk, four straight walks. Seattle takes a 3-2 lead. Gattis represents a tie game on second. Aoki, the game winner on first. Two outs. George Springer.
High fly ball.
To left field. Gone. Walk it off. George Springer. Astros down to their final strike twice in the bottom of the 13th. They're 3-0.
The Astros moved to 3-0 for the first time since 2001 with a 5-3 13-inning win over the Seattle Mariners. George Springer provided the heroics. The teams combined to throw 16 pitchers. Seattle was held to one hit after the fifth inning by the Houston bullpen. Houston is 3-0 because George Springer has his second career walk-off. Here's Springer's reaction after the game.
Just trying to get something up in the zone. I went down after a curveball 2-1 and just trying to get to the next guy and ended up hitting a homer.
A big one. And the way that you guys win this one, a long game where you were struggling to get guys across the plate, how does that feel?
That's awesome. I mean, hats off to our staff again, man. That's unreal. I mean, Devinsky, Will, Gustave, I don't care. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's a good team win right there.
Just the way that you take a series from Seattle, I know you got one more with them tomorrow, but this is a great start for this team.
It is. I'm happy. I know the boys are probably happy too, and we'll have some fun with this one, but we got to come back again tomorrow.
A big part of the Houston win over the Mariners was the job done by Chris Devenski out of the Houston bullpen, throwing four scoreless innings, striking out seven. Here's his reaction.
Yeah, it was working good, but overall that was a team win, man. Everyone played their part, and it was exciting, and we never gave up, and there's a lot of credit to George right there coming up in that situation and bringing the W home for us.
Pitch like that, and then really everyone, and then just battle for four plus hours to pull out the win. Just what kind of lift that can be when y'all are leaving the ballpark today?
Oh, it's definitely a great lift. I mean everyone's excited in here. Everyone was pumped up, and we got Big Joe going tomorrow for us, Big Joe Musgrove, and we're going to keep it rolling, man.
Seven strikeouts, two of them Robinson Cano. You were feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, me and Gattis, we were on the same pace tonight, and I was trusting him, and he was calling all the right pitches at the right time, and I was just trusting him and my defense, and we had some good plays out there, and very happy with the W today.
Did you anticipate you might have to go that long, or were you just going inning by
inning? I was just following the game in the bullpen and called upon, and just wanted to give my team a chance to win.
The Astros are 3-0 for the first time since 2001. Here's manager A.J. Hinch's reaction.
Yeah, we played a long time, and so did they. So it's nice to win, obviously. That was such a bizarre game. There was hardly any base runners at the beginning. And then there were a ton of base runners at the end on both sides. It felt like we had a chance to win that game. It felt like, three or four different times if an at-bat swings our way. Maybe we're celebrating a little bit earlier, but pretty dramatic win after a hard-fought day.
I think George's ball was pretty dicey, whether it was going to fall in that corner or even get in the box. What was it like in the dugout, considering it was in the air for so long?
Yeah, I mean, seeing George's reaction, I thought he got it maybe a little better than it ended up. I don't know how windy it was, but I didn't really care, to be honest. I didn't really look at it after seeing it drop. And I you watch George and you watch the outfielder. Everybody sort of gave up on the play, and then we celebrate.
I know there's still plenty of games left, but 3-0 start, especially getting it the way you got it today.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It means we're 3-0. It's a nice way to start the season. I'm proud of our guys because we fought through. We haven't played even our best the last two games and still came away with finding a way to win some close games. Middle of our order hasn't gotten untracked yet. We're 3-0. Our pitching staff has obviously had to throw a lot of zeros up the last couple of days, and guys stepped up. I mean, we could talk about about Chris Davinsky, Brad Peacock. I mean, there's so much good going on. It has the reason why we're 3-0. So it means we're off to a good start. Well, I love him. I loved him before he pitched four innings. So I certainly love him after. But this is what Chris Davinsky does. I mean, he's a troubleshooter with the ability to step up and pitch in big moments. I mean, these strikeouts, he was in total command. I did not want to extend him as long as I did. But there's really never a reason to take Chris Davinsky out of the game. I mean, when he gets going like this, he's so efficient, he's so dominant, and he certainly shouldn't go unnoticed in a day like today, because he was huge. He pitched today? That was a long time ago. I thought he was good. He really one pitch. The breaking ball to Segura was really his only blemish. I thought he had his good stuff today. You know, I thought he mixed in a lot of breaking balls. Obviously, we've thrown some spin at these guys, and he stepped right up and did the same. So you really just take back the one breaking ball that he hit opposite field. And even, I'm not even sure you take the pitch away. That was just a pretty good job of hitting. Segura got him twice, but he was in command of the game, and he executed a pretty good game plan. I thought he could really do no wrong until the one hit. I haven't talked to him yet. I mean, I obviously just couldn't find the strike zone. You know, the leadoff walk is usually the devil in baseball. So it ended up being the second walk, and then the third walk, and then Peacock came in and walked the run in, which then he, you know, again, another story we haven't told yet is being able to limit them to one run gave us a real chance. So I just think he had a hard time finding the strike zone. You know, he spun the ball early at him. He's going through the heart of their order, so I think he pitched a little careful. But I haven't talked to him. I'm not sure how he felt. You guys can talk to him in a couple minutes. Based on his reaction, I did. I'm not sure if it was excitement or the fact that he really got it. In this ballpark, you know, the wind can swirl a little bit with the roof open, but I'd hope so. You know, and then obviously seeing guys celebrate, I didn't realize how close it was until you guys just told me, to be honest.